Aaron Coleman, AC, what we call him. We want to welcome you to the Gold Room, man.
So
you finally got back at your first game. You was out for 4 weeks. Everybody know that. Like, what that process is like being out watching football, but like you can't come in the building.
It's tough, man. And when I first found out, it was tough on me. I was trying to think, you know, what could I do? Do I need to prepare extra hard? Do I need to relax and just wait till I can get back? But it was difficult at times, man, but to see the defense playing well, it was encouraging. But also being able to watch the game at home as a fan, I could just realize what I could bring to the team and what I could do to help the defense out, and the different aspects of the game that I could come back and help. And just to be able to watch it on TV and tell my teammates also what I seen. And at the end of the day, it was good. I know that I only have 12 games, so I have to make my presence felt.
Last week, first game back, I saw you. Like, you was too focused. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you was locked in. What was going through your mind going into that game, like, getting your get back, basically?
Yeah. I'm just real hungry right now. Like, every opportunity I get, I know that I have to take advantage of it, because I gave everybody a head start. Everybody got 4 games ahead of me. So I know that when I came back, I couldn't be slacking. I couldn't be mentally behind, because we were in mid-season. So I knew that when I came back, my presence just had to be felt out there every single play, every snap. So that's how I approach Chicago. That's how I'm going to approach this week. That's how I'm going to approach next week and throughout the whole season.
Mm-hmm. Now, everybody see you dressing. I see you dress a lot. I see all the different styles you put on, you wear. I'm kind of black and white. Like, I don't know nothing about fashion. First off, you got to teach me about fashion. You got to connect me with whoever it is that you get your clothes from. And just speak on, like, your fashion, where you get it from, like, what drive you to wear certain stuff.
I can't really say that it's one person that influenced me or it's my background that influenced me. I've just always been a fan of it. I've always liked people that dress nice. My mom was always big on me matching and making sure I looked presentable when I went outside. So it kind of just followed me. And right now, you know, when you get a little money in your pocket, you can do a little bit more stuff. So I'm working with one of my homegirls. Name is Angie Douglas. She has her own styling company. It's called ID Style. And we actually just got together this past off season and just started talking, man. And we fell in love with it. And we got some big things. So hopefully it'll jump off for me. But that's second, man. This football thing is first right now. So if I can dress nice, I try to do it. But if it comes in the way of football, then it's a wrap.
Man, link me up. I need to get somebody to get
me. I got you, dog. You already fresh, though.
Word. Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Already.
No doubt.